Hi everyone, it's Shelby here. Thank you for being one of the tens of thousands of women who have benefited from the Torah of the OU Women's Initiative. Soon we'll be having the OU's annual campaign to raise funds for this incredible, incredible initiative. So now you can partner with the OU in spreading and sharing Torah to women in order to encourage Torah learning, women's Torah learning, and being able to create a revolution around the world in Torah learning for women. Thank you for your support.
Welcome to Torah Timecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shelby Friedman, and today we'll be studying Sefer Yeshayahu, Perek Mem Zayin. This is the 47th Perek of Yeshayahu. Last Perek, Yeshayahu started to mock the people of Bavel and their idol worship, and saying how their idol worship will provide them with nothing. In fact, the opposite, it provides them with a burden, a responsibility, as they are taking care of their idols. Here in Perek Mem Zayin, he's going to talk about the destruction of Bavel from the perspective of the people themselves. And here, Bavel is compared to a basula, a virgin girl, and a basula here because no one has ever conquered them. They remain unchallenged until now, until the Persians destroy the Babylonian Empire. Pasuk Aleph says, Redi ushvi al afar basulas bas Bavel. Go down and sit on the dirt, you people of Bavel. And the sitting on the dirt implies mourning, but something else also. Shvila aretz en kisei. If you sit on the earth, you don't have a chair. We know people who are in mourning sit on low chairs, but also a kisei could mean a throne. And here you no longer have royalty. You no longer have a throne to sit on. Bat kastim. Ki lo tosifi yikru'ulach raka v'anuga. They will no longer call you tender and dainty. You've lost your innocence. You've lost your beauty. And now you are slaves. And slaves are anything but dainty. And so you'll have to go and kirechaim, take the millstone, v'tachani kemach, and grind your own flour. You're going to be hard working. You're going to be slaves. And you're going to be totally degraded. And that's the next part of Pasuk Beis. Galit samatech, unbraid your hair. Chespi shovel, reveal your leg. Gali shok, reveal another part of your leg. Ivri naharot, as you pass through rivers. You have no more kavod, you have no more dignity and no more importance. In fact, the Gemara in Brachas uses some of these sources and these words to describe and to learn out the halachas of Hilchas Tznias, of which part of a leg a person needs to cover. And what's interesting, and the topic of Tznias is much bigger than a Nach Yomi Shir, but what's interesting to note is that the halachot of Tzniut are coming from a sensitivity to what is considered mechubad, what is considered honorable. As we know, the clothing of the Kohen Gadol was lekavod uletiferet, to give kavod and to give splendor to a human being. That's why we dress, to give ourselves honor, to give ourselves kavod, not the other way around. In other words, we don't cover because we're afraid of what's underneath, but rather we cover because we have the dignity and we demand that the world gives us that dignity, just like the queen would. And here that comparison is to Bavel. And Bavel, you should know that you're going to have the opposite. You're not going to have kavod. Tagel ervasech, your nakedness will be revealed. Gam tera'ech erpasech, and your shame will be revealed. Nakam ekach, velo efka adam. I will take revenge from you for hurting Am Yisrael. Velo efka adam could be understood in a couple different ways. The one is, like Rashi, I will not rely on another human being. It'll be me. I'm going to come down and avenge the Jews from you. I'm not going to ask another person. The Radak understands that the word paga can also mean tefillah. Like, for example, the Yifka b'makom, Yaakov encounters HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he davens. And therefore, v'lo efka adam, Radak says, I will not accept human intervention. No matter how much you pray and you daven to me to be saved, I will not save you. However, Pasuk Dalet, Goalenu Hashem tzvakot kashmo, our Redeemer Hashem, his name should be holy, Kadosh Yisrael, our Redeemer, Kadosh Baruch Hu, will not redeem you. And what's interesting is that this phrase, Goalenu Hashem tzvakot shmo Kadosh Yisrael, is actually a pasuk which is used in tefillah, specifically in the introduction to Shmona Esrei. And the Gemara learns out it's because we want to be somech, we want to put next to, smichat gu'ula l'tefillah, we want to put our tefillah right next to the mention of gu'ula. Because we fundamentally believe that our tefillah does bring about gu'ula. And here's the contrast. Pasuk Gimel tells Bavel, no matter how much you daven, you will not be saved. And Pasuk Dalet says, but we will be saved. And that we connect and we link intrinsically to our tefillah, understanding that it's our davening which is going to bring about our redemption. But you, Bavel, are going to be in a state of shame. Shvi domam, Uboi bachoshech, sit in silence and come in darkness, Bakastim, you Babel. Ki lo tosifi yikru'ulach, geveret mamlachot. They will no longer call you a mistress amongst nations. Katsafti al ami, chilalti nachalati, ve'etnem beyadech. Hashem says, yes, indeed, I was angry with my nation. They have defiled my portion, which is Am Yisrael, and I gave them to you. Lo samt lahem rachamim, but you went further. You didn't give them mercy. Al zaken hichbadet elecha ma'od, and you made the elderly work very hard. V'tomri, and you said, le'olam meheyeg begaveret, I'm going to be important forever. Ad lo samti ele al libech, you didn't pay attention. V'lo zachart acharita, and you didn't realize that there is an end to your misbehavior. In other words, Hashem says to Babel, you were my messengers to enslave and to afflict Bnei Yisrael only to the extent that I wanted them to. But you went further. You were arrogant. You thought that you were means in your own right. You didn't realize you were a messenger for Hashem. And therefore, I will destroy you. Pasuk Ches, Va'atash mizot, Adina, Hayoshevet la'vetach. Listen up, you sensitive or delicate one who's sitting in a state of security. Ha'omra bilvava, who says to yourself, Ani va'afsiod, I'm eternal. And there's no one beside me. Lo eshev almana v'lo edash shakul. I will never become a widow and I will never be bereaved of children. Hashem says, that's not the case. V'tavona lach shtei ele. Both these things are going to happen to you. Rega b'yom echad, in one moment, you are going to be shakul, bereaved of your children, va'alman, and a widow. Ketumam bo elecha berov keshafayich ba'atzmat chavarayich ma'od. They will happen to you in their fullness, despite your witchcraft, and despite anything you try magically to prevent from happening, you will become a widow, and you will be bereaved of your children. The widowhood implies the loss of the leader, and that's a reference to Belshazzar. Belshazzar being killed, that's what makes them into an alman. But what about bereavement? So according to Rashi, the bereavement is exile. When you get set down into exile, that's the ultimate bereavement. It's equivalent to losing of your children. The land loses its children or its offspring. Or alternatively, the Malbim understands it to be a loss of all the officers. Not just is there no king, but there are no other people. There's a total rebellion. There is no one who identifies as Babylonian anymore. And all of this, despite the fact that right now, and remember, this is Yeshayahu prophesizing long before the Babylonians fall. At this point, he says, "V'tiftachi bere'esech." You trusted either your friends or your evilness. Amart ein ro'eni. You said, "No one can see me." Chachmatech v'da'atechi shavavotecha. Your wisdom and your knowledge made you wild or made you emboldened. V'tomri b'libech, and you said in your heart, it's just me. I'm more powerful than everybody else. But Hashem says, Uba elecha ra'a. Bad is going to befall you despite that attitude, or maybe because of that attitude. Lo ted ish shachra. Maybe from the word shachor, you won't be able to darken it, or you won't be able to take it away. However, the way the Radak reads it is, you won't know how to daven. You won't know how to pray. Because if you don't have a relationship with Hashem when things are going well, then when uva elech ra'a, when bad happens to you, you don't know what to do. You need to kind of build that muscle memory of emunah in the good times so that when the bad times come, you know what to do. You have emunah in your bank account. So many of the inspirational people we think of who have tremendous emunah through the bad things they go through or they have been through, we have to realize they built emunah when they weren't going through bad things. They had the muscle memory to be able to fall back on that. So here, lo ted ish shachra, you won't know how to daven because you never practiced it. The Malbim reads shachar as morning. Lo ted ish shachra, you will not know the morning. And that's a reference to the night that Belshazzar fell. The evening that he had a huge party, as we speak about in Sefer Daniel, and he was killed that very night, and he didn't know the morning. And the pasuk continues and it says, v'tipol elayich hova v'lo tochli kapara. Bad will befall you and you won't be able to atone. V'tavo elayich pitom. It'll happen to you suddenly. And we know that is how Bavel happened. It fell suddenly. Shoah lo tedai. Disaster that you couldn't even begin to know. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, almost mockingly, through Yeshayahu, says to these Babylonians, Imdina b'chavar raich. Go on. Stand up with your friends. Go reach out to them. Uberov kashpayich kaasher yigat min uraich, and all of your witchcraft which you've doing since you're young. Ulaituchli ho'il ulaita arotzi. Maybe it'll help. And we know, obviously, what he's saying is, it won't help. He won't do anything, because once HaKadosh Baruch Hu's decided that you're over, you're over. You never realized you were messengers of Hashem. You never built a relationship with Hashem. So it's really all over for you. Nil'es berov atzatech. You've made yourself exhausted from all of your advisors. Ya'amduna v'yoshi'och. Let them stand up now and save you. Maybe they'll have what it takes to save you. Hovrei shamayim hachozim bakochavim. Modi'im l'chardashim ma'asher yavoh elecha. Those people who look at the stars, the astrologers, who foretell what's going to happen, let them tell you what's going to happen to you. He says they won't be able to, because hineh hayu kakash esh srafatam lo yatzilu et nafsham miyad lehava. See, they've become like straw. Their own fire is what's going to burn them, and they won't be able to save them. When you build your emunah on yourself, then when self falls, there's nothing to have emunah about, and it is your false faith in that in the first place which is going to bring about your crumbling and your destruction. Like Eov speaks about how a person who has bad emunah is a person who is like a spider whose entire world is built on a spider's web. It's just a byproduct of your own imagination and your own understanding of your own brilliance. And then when the spider falls, there's nothing there. Right? There's nothing that's going to save you at all. Kein hayulach asher yagat. That's what's going to happen for all the things that you toiled in. They are going to be the thing that destroys you ultimately. Schorayich minu urayich ish le'evro ta'u ein moshiech. You will be sent into exile by those who you have dealt with. Your witchcraft and your magic and all of your astrology, each one will destroy you, and you'll be sent out each in their own direction, and no one will save you. You won't have a plan because you didn't spend your good time building a relationship with the truth. So then in the bad times, there'll be no truth and you'll be utterly despondent and alone. Our learning today was sponsored L'Refua Shalema L'Yonina Sima Bas Daphne Hinda Jennifer Hayakara Shelano U'Lepitzu'ei Tzahal אחינו היקרים, בתוך שער חולי ישראל, נינה וחיים שנקה.